Chapter 1. Aim high for your vision of impossibility. So many of our dreams at first seem impossible. Then they seem improbable. And then, when we summon the will, they soon become inevitable. Christopher Reeve. I believe in the power of impossibility. When someone says it can't be done, I immediately think, "You're right. It can't be done. Not by you, and not with that attitude. But I'll give it a try." However, as history has shown, impossibilities are only as real as the power we give them. As Henry Ford once said, "Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right." You don't have to change the world. But if you want to change yourself, your circumstances, or your current situation, you'll have to develop the habit of doing things that scare you. This isn't as hard as it sounds. In fact, if you look back on your life, I'm sure you'll find lots of times when you took a chance and did something when you were full of fear. You knew at that time that it had to be done no matter the outcome. You knew that pushing forward was the only way. When we intentionally invite fear into our lives, it creates a level of discomfort that many of us are not used to. When you trust in what seems impossible, even when it pushes your current limiting beliefs, you are laying the foundation for a life of impossible dreams and circumstances. Take a look around. Do you know someone who has created the life you crave by pushing their courage to do something most people would consider an impossibility? All successful people I know have a small band of supporters on one side and doubters on the other. People who live in fear are fearful of watching others succeed. If the impossible can be accomplished, it proves that our excuses are no longer valid. When we no longer hold on to an excuse to validate why we can't do something, it opens the door of possibility. Anything can be accomplished. We can break through any barrier and overcome adversity. People who dream about success but do not take action are only dreamers. They spend their lives admiring what others have achieved, and this fills them with envy for what they could have had. You have two choices. You can dream about it and do nothing to make it happen, or you can make it happen by doing something about it and then start to live your dream. Crafting a vision and executing a plan is the best way to get where you want to be. A life without a vision will rarely move beyond mediocre. If we stay within mediocre boundaries, we risk staying scared. If we stay scared, we become too paralyzed with fear to take any action. Pushing past negative talk. We have all been there. You desire to be at a certain level, but repeatedly tell yourself you can't get there. You want to believe, but the voices of doubt and internal critics make you believe a different story. Negative self-talk feeds us the truth about who we are and what we can do. But more often than not, what we believe isn't necessarily the truth. Our thoughts and internal beliefs just make it so. But remember this: your inner voices are not in control of your thoughts, actions, or behavior. You are. When we listen to negative voices that fill us with self-doubt, we believe the messages we receive. Who are we to doubt the voices in our own minds? Who are we to think so little of ourselves that we unconsciously decide to stay small by choice? If you were to slow down right now and listen to the thoughts running through your head, you would be able to recognize the conversation that is running rampant. It sounds like a symphony of politicians arguing over the next tax increase. Most of the time, we operate on autopilot. But our thoughts turn into words, and those words create visual images. Your mind is powerful and can make you believe anything through this one-way conversation. Who is controlling this conversation? You are. When you recognize that you are in control of your thoughts, you can take full responsibility for the outcome of events. When these thoughts lead to negative words thrown about in anger, there is nobody else present to blame. It is just you. The mind takes over and tells you what you think you already know. But the truth is, we don't know what we don't know. So we convince ourselves that what we believe must be true. A mind filled with self-doubt creates a massive obstacle to maneuver around. Your doubt deepens your own limitations and beliefs about what is possible.